Now, this coming long weekend, a lucky few people are going to be able to tour the abandoned tunnels underneath St. James Station. Everyone's used the station into the city at least once, but a lot of people don't really know the history behind this particular station. It's got some wild stories behind it. It's really, really cool. But also this long weekend, we're going to be celebrating the Transport Heritage Expo, which takes us back to a time in history with steam train rides, the great train race, fun for the whole family. As I'm sure you can imagine. To tell us a little bit more about the history, though, stories, and what to potentially expect at the Transport Heritage Expo is Tony Eade, the Executive Director of Sydney Trains. Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Morning, Tess. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So could you tell us a little bit about these tunnels by St. James Station? I think people are vaguely aware of their existence, but could you run us through some of the history?
Well, look, these disused tunnels, they run about a kilometre into the tunnels themselves, but they have these platforms that have been not used or ever never been used. But the story behind it is that we've designed these tunnels back in 1926 to run to Bondi and out to the Balmain line, and we've never really ever used them for anything. But it was part of Bradfield's design, which never eventuated. But they have some colourful history, and you know, things like, you know, being used as air raid shelters during World War II. In the 1930s, it was a mushroom farm that produced 4,500 tons of mushrooms per month. And there's also a hidden lake, a St. James Lake underneath there. So it's got a lot of history behind it. And, you know, we're very proud to have this as part of our heritage.
Now, I have heard of this lake in passing. I remember when I first moved to Sydney, somebody told me there's tunnels by St. James Station. There's a lake in it with a giant eel that will basically just eat you if you go anywhere near it. Is there any truth to that rumour?
Well, look, Tess, I've never come across them. I've been down these tunnels quite a few times. And the story goes it's a white albino eel that's been down there, quite a large thing. There's been some photographs of it, but you know whether it's true or not, I don't know. But that's what the legend says. But you know, when you look at the movie called The Tunnel, I would call it a B or C grade movie that was filmed down there. You will they had a man-eating monster down there at one stage. So
oh, good. You know.
Good movie to watch. It's quite humorous.
I'll put that on my list. So I'm just running through the list of things you said, sort of bomb shelter, mushroom farm, movie set. What are they currently being used as at the moment?
Well, nothing. They're not used at all at the moment. You know, we're very fortunate to, you know, to be custodians of looking after these tunnels. But, you know, when you think about it, World War II come along. They converted the tunnels into air raid shelters and bomb shelters, and they poured, you know, 300-millimetre thick concrete with reinforced steel to prevent any bombs dropping down on Sydney, and you know, the Sydney side has been safe. It would hold 20,000-plus people down there. And then what they did then do is put these bomb curtains in between the two tunnels, so that way if an explosion happened in the tunnel, it wouldn't affect the people in the other tunnel. So it was really sophisticated, but worked very, very well.
Yeah, wow. So when the apocalypse eventually comes, we're going to these tunnels, basically.
Well, it's a safe place to go, that's for sure and certain. If you can get in there, it's pretty well armed and guarded. So we, you know, getting people in there would be problematic. But yeah, it is quite an extraordinary place. And when you think about how they built it all those years ago, the, you know, Hyde Park, which sits above it in some areas, somehow the tree roots have been able to find their way into the tunnel through the pipes and, you know, running along the ground and creating this what I can only describe as artwork of tree roots. You'd think to yourself, we've built shelters that can withstand bombs, but Mother Nature still finds a way to penetrate those shelters and find, you know, all these tree roots running through the tunnels. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing stuff. Obviously there's a ballot that people can put their names into. They can have, and you know, it's drawn every year to go and have a look at the tunnels. Is there any plans to potentially open the tunnels up a little bit more often, or potentially to the public in general in the future?
Well, we do open them up every now and then. You just have to keep an eye on the website when that occurs. But you know, the recent one that we've just opened up for the expo, you know, we opened the ballot up on 16th of May and it closed on the 27th of May. We had 11,000 entries.
Whoa.
11,000. And then of the 11,000, only a lucky 50 get to experience those air raid shelters. And you know, walking through the nostalgia of what it was like back in the days and how eerie it would have been or felt if you had to use those tunnels. So 50 lucky people get to experience that over that long weekend on the Monday. But apart from that, you know, keep an eye on the website. There's always, always times when we put them in. We've got Open Sydney coming up. There's another opportunity. So, yeah, there's plenty of opportunity.
And you did mention the Transport Heritage Expo. It's coming up. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that's quite huge. It's quite an award-winning Transport Heritage Expo. You know, we've got lots going on this weekend, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We've got a massive, great train race on Saturday morning at Lees Town about 9:30 or Central, racing to Strathfield and back. That's quite extraordinary. We're very lucky to be able to you know, have two steam trains race each other all the way to Strathfield and still run the railway around them. So we're very fortunate we can do that, but it's an exciting thing. But unfortunately, all the tickets for those two trains have been completely sold out. But don't worry, we've got other things happening that they can jump on board. You know, we've got steam trains running backwards and forwards to Hurstville out of Central, so that's a good one to jump on board. There's plenty of tickets still left for that. There's the vintage electric train, our wonderful Red Lady, completely reinstalled. You know, that train will be running certain times or three times each day from Central to Erskineville and back, and one running up to East Earl, so there's plenty of opportunity to jump on that. We've got the old rail motor. Now, this rail motor used to be known as the King Hare. It's like as a rabbit hare. And this thing looks like it's got a car radiator on top of the train itself that sucks in the air and gets this diesel train operating, and it was built in the 1920s. It's quite a beautiful looking train, and if you want to get a feel for what that looks like, you can travel on our Metropolitan Freight Line into Chiloro, into Enfield, places where, you know, played a significant part during World War One and Two. So, you know, you get to feel some of our history in the areas where we built, you know, airplane bombers and tanks and stuff like that in Chiloro. You know, so it links the whole thing together.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. We'll pop all the links up in the podcast. Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay, no problems, Tess.
That was Tony Ead, the Executive Director of Sydney Trains, on the significant history of the St James Abandoned Train Tunnel and what to expect at the Transport Heritage Expo coming up this weekend. As promised, we'll pop all the links up for you. You can find those at 2ser.com.